Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Naina Redhu Experience. And today I am again talking about social media and influencer marketing. Again, there's a lot of conversation about it, which is something I love. I'm never going to complain about it. Even if it's in the news for the wrong reasons, I think it's nice that more people are talking about it. Sorry, because then it increases the chances of having a conversation and probably understanding the subject a little better and making life easier for clients as well as other people who are considering social media as a career option. I actually have like a bunch of notes and stuff. This was in part inspired by a piece that appeared in the Hindustan Times today, written by Veer Sanghvi. And I completely agree with the entire piece. I think it's a very balanced thing that he's written. I'll link it in the caption and in the blog post, wherever you're, if you're listening to this and not looking at the video, or if on your podcast, if you want to see where the article is, then the links are there everywhere where there is a written component. So it'll be on the blog and it'll be on the on my YouTube channel, etc. It's again, you know, the main problem in the whole influencer marketing thing is that not a lot of people seem to understand what it is, how it's supposed to work, and how one is supposed to measure the results, for example. I think the problem stems from obviously a bunch of things. One of the things is the word influencer. I have a huge problem with that word because it's like, you know, it's like people who say that, oh, you know, I have a DSLR, so that somehow makes me a photographer. Well, yeah, sure, it does. I mean, if you're taking a picture, in the sense you were the photographer for that picture, right? In that sense, everyone's an influencer. Like, you know, my mom has influenced my decisions on saving and spending money, for example. But is she a social media influencer professionally? No, she's not. I, as a professional social media influencer, even I don't think that I'm not talking about things on my channel to directly influence somebody. If people are, you know, learning something from it, or if they find something, or they find out about something new, then that is what that influence is. The word influence, I don't think, is the right way to define what I do, for example. And that's one of the problems. And in the sense that, you know, when brands call up and say that, hey, you know, we want you to review this product, and I always respond saying that, hey, you know, I don't review anything. I mean, reviewing is for experts. I am not an expert. If you ask me, okay, can you look at a particular image and then can you review this image? Then I am equipped with the skills and the tools to ask the right questions to be able to actually review the image. You know, what was the client brief? What was the lighting used? Why was that lighting used? What are the colors? What was the goal behind the image? So I'm equipped to review an image, for example. But if you come and ask me that, hey, you know, can you review this mobile phone? I can't review a mobile phone. I don't know what's inside it. I probably don't even know how to open the device. And because if I'm going to review that, I need to open it up. I need to know where the materials were made. I need to know what quality those materials are. If the phone says it's made in India, is everything inside the phone made in India? Like, I don't even know where to start. I'm not an expert, you know, who can review a mobile phone. As an influencer, I think we are experienced collectors and sharers, which is why I use that term for describing what it is I do. I am not a reviewer. I cannot tell you that, oh, this movie was great. On the basis of what? I mean, I enjoyed it. I can only say that, hey, I enjoyed it. What was my personal experience? So as an influencer, you know, you're promoting awareness about something. I'm saying, okay, this movie was terrible. So on the one hand, I am sharing, okay, that there is this movie which is out. And then I'm saying that my experience with the movie was that I didn't enjoy it. Beyond that, I'm not going to review the film. On what basis am I reviewing the film? I mean, I honestly don't know how to review the music score of a film. The lighting is nice. Oh, the music was nice. That's not a review. That's your opinion, right? You're sharing something about a brand, a product, a service. So you're sharing your experience. So I think this confusion exists not only on the end of influencers, it also exists on the end of, you know, the marketing department of a brand or, you know, PR agencies, for example. You're not reaching out to an expert in the field. Like if I wanted to know more about a device, for example, you know, I'd go to like a phone arena because I want to see what they've compared, what are the factors, what other 20 devices have they looked at. They've been reviewing devices for like the last God knows how many years. So they have all this data on the basis of which then they can review a new phone. You know what I mean? I can do things like, oh, hey, this is a new phone by this company and I really like the way it takes pictures, which is probably what is the one feature that I would look at as a photographer. So I can do that and I can hold it and I can smile and I can use a device and be photographed while using that device. So it's, I'm promoting brand awareness. I'm not reviewing anything. I'm not an expert in that particular area. So that was one of the things that Veer also talks about in the article, and I've talked about it like I don't even know how many times now. You have to understand and differentiate between an expert who will review your product or your brand and introduce it to their audience and an influencer who talks about, you know, 500 other brands and is like, oh, hey, you know, new product on the market, check it out. You have to understand the difference between the two and then use them accordingly. So that was one thing that I talked about. I think Veer's article is great because he mentions that what is happening, this is paraphrased, what is happening now in social media is the same that has been happening in print magazines, so it's not new. But I think because we are on social media, it's more visible. Like print magazines, it's the same thing. You know, what Veer says is that, you know, PR agencies would reach out to journalists if they could sample the product, they would probably write something about the product and it could be positive depending on what your relationship was. That same thing is happening in social media as well. It's just that it's way more amplified because there are way more people who are social media influencers, for example. Because the barrier to entry, like, you know, if someone wants to become a social media influencer, all they have to do is maybe set up a blog. No, not even that. You just need an Instagram page and suddenly you're a social media influencer. To become a journalist, you still needed to go through journalism school. Somebody had to hire you. You had to have good writing skills. And then you reached a level where people would be like, "Achha, TKE review karke aana hai, client invite kara, it's a fan trip or whatever." So I think there are a lot more social media influencers in the market, which is why it makes it a bit of a, you know, problem. There's just too many of us. And clients and PR agencies don't really know how to define which is a, you know, more useful influencer compared to others. I mean, it's not just the numbers game. I have around 50,000 followers on Instagram. There are many other influencers who have like 100 times more followers than I do. So it's not about the number of followers either. I probably still might be charging more than that person. And there is a reason for that. And as an influencer, you need to understand what it is that you bring to the table, what value are you adding, and then PR and marketing agencies and clients need to understand what that influencer is bringing to the table. You can't just say ki acha uske 5 million followers hain to usko itna paisa dena hai. Nahi, theek hai, they'll talk about it, and sure, you know, if the audience is legitimate, if there is a way to figure that out, that also nobody knows whether the followers are original or genuine or not. You don't know that. So how do you decide? I understand it's a crazy place to be working in right now. And it's, I'm not saying that, you know, like it's the responsibility of the marketing department or it's the PR agency's fault or, you know, influencers are dumb and daft. I think the responsibility lies with all parties and everyone at every level needs to put their foot down and be like, no, what are we doing? Ye kya ho raha hai? And then try to measure it. Because if you can't measure it, how are you going to prove that it's useful? All right. Then, apart from the fact that the barrier to entry is really low, you have to understand that as a social media influencer, you have to look at the long term. It is still a massive opportunity for brand building, which is what Veer also talks about in the article. I have also been talking about it, and so many people have written so many pieces about this. It is an opportunity to build your brand. And you don't build brands by, you know, most of the inquiries that I get on email these days for work, they are like, okay, we want one Instagram post, we want one Instagram story, we want one Facebook post, we want one Twitter post. You know, it used to, इट यूज टू मेक मी एंग्री पहले कि क्या बोल रहे हो यार, ऐसे नहीं होता है. बट द पॉइंट इज ऐसे ही हो रहा है आजकल. फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम आई यूज टू से लाइक, लुक आई अंडरस्टैंड वेयर यू कमिंग फ्रॉम बट दिस इज नॉट व्हाट आई डू बिकॉज आई वॉन्ट टू बी नोन फॉर यू नो हेल्पिंग टू बिल्ड अ ब्रांड, टू क्रिएट अवेयरनेस अराउंड इट, टू शो डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव अबाउट द ब्रांड और द सर्विस और द प्रोडक्ट. आई डोंट वॉन्ट इट टू जस्ट बी लाइक, ओह हे स्माइली फेस प्रोडक्ट, टेक अ पिक्चर, पोस्ट इट ऑन इंस्टाग्राम. आई मीन I honestly don't see what the big deal about that is. I mean, unless you know you're a celebrity, like in Bollywood or Hollywood, and you're like, you have like 50 million followers, and then suddenly one day you decide that you know one big brand is willing to pay you like God knows how much money, and then you're like, oh hey, a new product, and then you just post a photo. Yes, your audience is going to see it. So you are doing the same thing. You're promoting brand awareness. You're not really saying ye jaake khareedo, which I think is not the right way to do it. I don't ever want to tell my audience that you must do this. Like, unless it's something that I genuinely believe that they must do, regardless of whether it was a paid brand gig or whatever. If there's something that I have really enjoyed, I don't care if the brand paid me or not. I'm still going to talk about it. That is where the real value is. So it's not something that, oh, you know, I've made an Instagram channel, I've bought like 500,000 followers, now a brand must pay me some money and I will post about every brand that approaches me. That even your audience is like, ye zyada ho raha hai. You know, what value are you adding to their life otherwise? So it's a long-term thing, and which leads me to the next thing where I always say, you know, when young people are like, oh, I want to start a blog, I want to do Instagram, etc., etc. I'm like, what are you going to do tomorrow if there is no social media? What is it that you are specializing in that even if all the platforms die, you will still be able to hold your own, that this is the value that I provide? Okay. You might say that are easy for you to say, you're like a photographer or whatever, but it's, you know, it's not really, it's really hard to maintain two career streams here. It's very easy because I get so many like, matlab, पैसे फेंक रहे हैं ब्रांड्स, दे लाइक ये रे पैसे कर दो, इट माइट नॉट बी एज मच एज आई चार्ज, इट्स लेस देन दैट, बट दे लाइक टेक इट एंड गो, एंड इट्स रियली हार्ड टू से नो बिकॉज इट्स यू आर लीविंग मनी विच इज अवेलेबल. लाइक इफ यू आर गोइंग टू से नैना हियर इज यू नो 50K, प्लीज मेक दिस इंस्टाग्राम अपडेट, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू से नो, नॉट एनी मोर, आई डोंट डू इट एनी मोर. इफ ब्रांड्स एंड मार्केटिंग एजेंसीज एंड PR फील दैट देयर इज वैल्यू इन इट एंड दे आर रेडी टू पे मी फॉर इट, व्हाई विल आई से नो टू इट? I mean, I still say that, okay, listen, I'm more interested in a larger campaign. Sometimes I've even, given them a large quote, which includes a blog post, which I price for a blog post. And I say, this is what I charge for an Instagram update. And then I do a blog post also. And I do 2-3 extra social media updates to make it look like, you know, a larger campaign, to create more awareness and create a better connection. And I've even had brands come back and tell me that, oh, ye blog post kyun kiya hai, isko hata do. I'm not kidding. Like, it's only happened last year. And they were like, why has she done that? Why has she made that blog post? She's, shared photos and video and this and that. And I was like, what? Of course, I didn't remove the blog post because, hello, my blog is my blog. I will blog about anything I want, which is what I do, like, all the time anyway. So if I've, you know, worked with you and the deliverables have been, you know, delivered, it's done and gone, you're happy with it, uske baad, it's not like I'm disclosing some company secret. It's already there online. I'm just putting it all together and putting it on a blog. So it is a crazy space, undeniably. Everyone, including me, we're still trying to figure out ki kya ho raha hai. And I think the next 2-3 years, especially in India, are going to be really, really decisive. Careers are going to go away, and some people who have been working on it for a long time will establish an even stronger brand presence and things like that. So it is a crazy space to be in for sure. And it's hard to navigate because, you know, for someone who's never been on an international trip, for example, and a brand says that, okay, we would like you to come to Paris like for 3 days, for example, and, you know, write something about us, take some nice pictures. For a kid who's like 22 years old, who's never traveled internationally, wo kyun na bolenge? Right? They're like, are Paris jaane ko mil raha hai yaar. Like, what ethics are there involved in that? Who is going to tell them that, you know, this is not right? Even if someone says, ki beta, this is not right, they'll be like, fuck you, you know, I want to go to Paris. So it's, the barrier to entry is super, super low right now. It's almost become a derogatory word that, oh, influencer, oh, blogger. Like, nobody takes you seriously. And you can sometimes use it to your advantage, like I do sometimes. If I'm at an art gallery or if I go to like a art exhibition or an art fair, and I enjoy looking at art, and I don't really know how to articulate it in that sense. I might be like, okay, I like the texture, I like the colors, but that's the extent of it. So if someone is sitting there and they'll approach me and they're like, oh, hey, you know, what do you like? What do you think about this? Do you like it, etc.? And I'm like, oh no, I'm a blogger. I'm just looking. And immediately they're like, achha, ye toh blogger hai, and they go back to their desk. So I'm like, ah, okay, I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to just appreciate art, spend 2-3 hours looking at everything and then fuck off. But it does unfortunately affect perception, especially with people who are experts. Because experts are like, inko kuch pata nahi hai, kuch bhi likh rahe hain. Which is true. So it's not like, and Veer also talks about, you know, the older people being irritated with the young. I think also the young people are trying to experiment, you know, and see ki acha karke dekhte kya hoga. Because the space is such. Even if you make a mistake, you can be like, acha theek hai, you know, it didn't work out. Trial and error. I mean, my entire career is based on trial and error. I tried out so many things and I'm like, okay, this doesn't work. Let me try this approach. Doesn't work. That is the advantage of being on the internet. And that flows into social media for sure. If you were, you know, when you were working in print and if you were a journalist and you published a piece, there was no going back. Like, you could publish, you know, a correction the next day and errata and say like sorry or whatever if you fucked up. But that piece stayed, and you know, people were like, "Arey, dekho ye wala piece hai, wo wala." Online is like you delete it, it's gone. I mean, sure, it stays online on Google and archive and stuff, but there are ways of getting rid of that as well. So the low barrier to entry, low risk. A lot of smaller micro-influencers, new ones who are coming out, charge like $500 for doing God knows what all. So brands are like, 500 rupees mein itna sara audience mil raha hai, toh de do, you know. So yeah, I mean, it is, like I said, I keep repeating myself that it is really, really hard to navigate. Let me come back to it. Yeah, so one of the lines that I really liked in Veer's article was that youth is not an impediment to influence. This is true. This is absolutely true. As an example, I recently was hired to do a cover shoot for HT Brunch, and I knew before the shoot that there will be one image that will go on the cover, so I was super nervous. I mean, I've done a cover shoot earlier, but it was many years ago, and it was for an Asian lawyer magazine, so it wasn't like glam and shit. This one was going to be glam to one Bollywood stalwart and her daughter. They were going to be on the cover, and I was like really nervous. My editor was amazing, luckily, and he's like, ah, you can do it. And I was like, shit, can I? Luckily, it went off really well. But I remember days before the shoot, I was out, I was meeting people, doing my meetings, etc. And I met two young 22-25 year old girls, and they had worked in this space earlier. And I was like, you know, I need some advice. And they were like, Nana, you're like 37, we are, you know, 10 years younger than you are, more than 10 years. Why are you asking us for advice? And I was like, I'm getting old to understand what's happening in the market right now. I need to connect with younger people, because it's very easy to be like, arey, I've been blogging for 14 years and inko kya pata hai? The thing is, unko probably tumse zyada pata hai. So it's always nice to have a, you know, younger perspective on things like this. And I was like, if you had to go and interview these people, what was one thing that you would tell me to, you know, keep my eyes and ears open for or consider? And I got some really nice advice from them, which I ended up using when I was doing the shoot. And the shoot went really well, I think. I think everyone was happy. I was really quick about it, etc. So it doesn't mean just because someone is young that they're stupid. I can't even imagine if I was 25 years old, I was probably way more stupid than these two girls were. We all make stupid mistakes when we're young. And as you get older, you tend to have a narrower worldview, which is like my worst nightmare. I don't ever want to be in that situation. So don't dismiss someone just because they're a young influencer. If you can, you know, there are ways of looking at someone's work and you can tell ki ye kitna kaam karte hain, whether they're an actual influencer. Because most of it is about, you're famous for being famous. So you're a social media influencer because you post on Instagram. That I don't think is a good enough job description. what are you going to do if there is no social media? You must have that as well, because that is the niche you will create where you are actually doing the influencing. And again, you can't really do the influencing. It is up to your audience to choose to be influenced by you. Don't forget that. That is very, very important. You can say, "Arey, itna acha product hai, brand ne mere ko itna paisa diya hai, I worked with them, you must use this product." They'll be like, "No, you know," or maybe they'll try it. But you can't say ki ye try karo. Aisa nahi hota. It doesn't work like that. If you try to push people to do something, they're more likely to do the opposite. And it's very easy for people to tell online whether you're being genuine or not. Okay, next. I wrote a lot. One of the things I have been discussing with a couple of other influencers also, and we laugh about it, is that, you know, there's a bunch of influencers who are present at every event. Like, any PR agency working with a client brand has a guest list, right? They'll invite some people to like an event or whatever. Some influencers are there at every event. They're going to an event every day. And especially during busy season, there are like 3 events in a day. People go to all 3 events on that day. And I was like, at one level, I was like, shit, main to kahin bhi nahi jaati. Because I'm like, you want me to attend your event. You want me to make an Instagram update. You want me to share that with my audience. I charge for my time. And 99 times out of 100, brands are like, what? Because I mean, even if I was a professional event attender, I would be charging to attend the events. But I am not a professional event attender. I do not have the time to sit in traffic 2 hours one way, then come to your event for an hour, and then 2 hours on my way back. That's half my day gone. I'm going to charge for half my day. And then whatever I charge for posting, whatever I post online. So I don't go to a lot of events. But a lot of client brands and agencies who don't understand how this works, they're like, oh, Naina ko to koi nahi invite karta. So there is a bit of a confusion here, because a lot of people are like, on the one hand, they'll be like, Naina ko to koi invite hi nahi karta, kahi bhi nahi aati hai. But the fact of the matter is ki main to kahi bhi nahi jaati. Invitation to bahut aate hain. But I can't go, yeah. I've got work to do. I have so much work to do. I don't. And if you really want me to come to an event which is a brand event, it is work related, then this is what I charge. And if you're paying me, I will come. I will be professional. I will dress up. I will come. I will talk about the brand. I will take a picture. I will post about it on Instagram or Twitter or wherever. And depending on the campaign, I might even do like a blog post, etc. Every time there is a new brand launch, I'm like, what? How is this relevant to me? I mean, I don't care how it is relevant to the brand. I am running a business. So, but you know, on the same hand, there are so many other people who just go for events like every day and 3 times a day, and they'll change clothes, and it's like, kya ho rahe? But that's the reality right now. And brands do need to fill in their guest list, because what are they going to do if nobody turns up? So my whole thing is that either I have a very strong relationship with the brand where throughout the year I am working with them, and then, you know, there is this an event which is related to the campaign that I'm working on, or if I am representing the brand, then I will go to the event because I want to celebrate in that campaign. I want to be with the team instead of just spending time with them working all the time. You know, I get this an hour, 2 hours to unwind with them, actually talk to them, hang out with them like normally. Those are the reasons I would go to an event, unless it's like a private dinner that someone has personally invited me for. But all this branded stuff. So this is one of the things that not a lot of the audience or the clients understand. I think the PR and influencers understand this conundrum, dilemma, whatever. That on the one hand, you want to be seen, which is, you know, a very big thing in Delhi. Ki, aray, shakal dikhane ke liye to jana padega. But on the other hand, for example, someone like me, I'm barely ever there at any of the events. So sometimes I do feel that whole FOMO thing, ki, aray, shit, yaar, ek mein to jana chahiye tha. But nahi ho pata hai. And work, hello, that's not work. Okay. We talked about thought leadership, and he had paraphrased from another article that someone else had written. I'll link to both of them. I've read the other one also. So he says that that other lady on the fact, she said that, again, they're talking about experts and thought leadership versus influencers. And I was just thinking, I said, you know, it's easy to say that thought leadership or expert opinions, they matter more. But the point is that even not as an expert, but even if whenever I've tried to pitch a feature or a campaign to a brand, which will help them build a stronger brand, is over a slightly longer term, it has almost never worked out because the brand is unable to understand the value in that. It's very easy to say, achha, 5 million followers on Instagram, if you post, even if 1% looks at it, so many people have seen your product. That's very easy to kind of measure and say, okay, A leads to B leads to C. When I say something like, okay, you know, let's look at a 3-month campaign where one photo update goes out every 3 days, talking about one particular aspect of your product or service or brand. And I will post those on my Instagram and on my Twitter and on my blog. And the brand will also use those images for their own campaign on their own social media. It is shocking how few brands actually understand that. It is shocking. I think one of the most successful projects in my eyes that I have ever done was the one with the JW Marriott in Missouri. This is exactly what we did with them. It was a 3-month long campaign. And we were posting one image every 3 days. And the images were highlights of the hotel. You know, they have a Garhwali Thali. They have views from the rooms, different kinds of rooms. The chefs who work there, the local people who work there, the local dining choices and options that are available. The people and the team behind the scenes. What are the things the hotel is known for? And we had... we created almost how many? 90 images, I think we created, which we posted over a period of 90 days. I forgot how many images there were. But it was a 3-month long campaign leading up to the season for which they actually wanted guests to come in. And it wasn't just me who was doing the sharing online. Their social media accounts were also sharing the images online because someone who is interested in that property is more likely to follow that property so that they know what is going on. So they are following the brand because they want to know more about that brand. So if the brand is now posting about this thing that they did with this particular photographer, if there is someone in the audience of that brand who says, okay, I would like to go and make pictures like these, this looks amazing, this location looks nice, guess what? Now you've sold it to them directly. They're already following you, so you have those leads with you. And then you put this on top of that. That is what this is all about. And it is impossible to sell this. Because samajh mein nahi aata hai. Ki, I'm like, you know, I've produced all these images for you. Why don't you reuse them on your social media? Team mein hi koi nahi hai reuse karne ke liye. Pade rehte hai images. And look, this goes out of date really quickly. You have to... quickly, you know, once I post it, you repost it within 24 hours. I am happy because you're sharing my name. You know, brand is happy. They're getting original content. It's a full-on 3-month long campaign. Now, the problem is that because... and, you know, I used to think that it doesn't work because it's more expensive than just like an Instagram update. But actually, it's not. If you look at the number of deliverables that you get out of this, it's way cheaper than asking for one solo Instagram update. And... I used to always say, yaar, kyun karwa rahe ho, ki one Instagram update is not really going to help you in the long run. Like, we should look at a more comprehensive campaign. I'd be like, no, but that's what they want, and this is how much they're willing to pay. And honestly, be like, no, I don't work like this. I don't want to spoil my brand, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like, you know, it's become this thing that's the inquiry I'm getting. Like, I was saying no to at least 1 lakh, 2 lakhs per month. And I'm like, why should I do that? I'm going to say yes next time onwards. So it does. I mean, I do still cringe when I have to do it. So that's why I end up doing a couple of extra posts also. Because otherwise it looks so weird. It's just like a ad. Oh, suddenly, oh, nice product. And gone. And that thing is gone within 24 hours of you posting it anyway. And Instagram changes its algorithm like nobody's business. At least blog pe wo rehta to hai. Instagram में तो करते रहो स्क्रोल. Somebody and somebody decides to archive it and also then what you're going to do. So it's just, it is changing, and I think the next 2-3 years are going to be really, really good, especially for people who've, you know, who've been consistent and who have been able to stay on this for a good time and who have actually built their own brand. I think the next 2-3 years will be pretty amazing. And yeah, thanks for listening. I think I've, as usual, talked way more than I had planned to. I will be linking to both the articles that I referred to in this. I'll also link to the Marriott assignment that I worked on and the cover shoot that I did. Of course, I blogged about it. So yeah, thanks for listening. And I hope you will tune into another episode of the Nena Radio Experience soon. Bye.